Johnny Marco isn't a bad man. He's not a bad dad either. When he sees her, Johnny, played by Stephen Dorff of Public Enemies fame, has nothing but wide smiles and big hugs for his 11-year-old daughter, Cleo, played by Elle Fanning. And even though he's a world-renowned film star, he's never been a jerk to fans, hangers-on, groupies, or any of his other people. But you'd never know that reading some of the text messages he gets from women with whom he's had or is having intimate relations. Some stiffed gal friends can, on their BlackBerry, say the darndest things to a cool movie icon. Then there's the reasonable, almost amicable connection Johnny has with his ex-wife. That's who young Cleo lives with most of the time. Johnny exists in one of those lives that's cynically described as, well, someone's got to do it. Like residing in a semi-swanky, bohemian Hollywood hotel with 24/7 room service and hot and cold-running, foxy pole dancers with all the other trimmings you'd expect to find in Southern California. Smoking cigarettes and weed, drinking too much, and doing pills is part of Johnny's regimen as well, but not that he gets totally strung out by that. Although he does sleep a lot, loses his focus sometimes while engaged with yet another pretty wannabe actress, and generally doesn't appear to be one of the most curious of the big-screen thespians taking up residence on Sunset Boulevard or elsewhere in the L.A. Basin. Except for having a totally famous, wealthy movie actor for father, Cleo isn't much different than any other cute, bright, and perky girl on her way to nubility. As her dad is a regular guy, so is she a regular preteen. No big problems, but not so happy about her parents being estranged. Cleo's mother appears only briefly while much of Somewhere offers beautiful, touching moments between Dorff and Fanning. Very believable performances from both actors is the meat of this movie. But more to the point, what we have here is Sofia Coppola, who wrote and directed Somewhere, working her favorite theme, a young female in a relationship with a man who's considerably older than she. It happened in a more clunky, parental way in her movie The Virgin Suicides with James Woods and Kirsten Dunst, and more subtly with the lead roles Coppola wrote for her award-winning film Lost in Translation. Although the man in Translation, played by Bill Murray, isn't the father of the girl played by Scarlett Johansson, that association proves finally to be an event other than a little May-to-December roll in the hay. That's what works so well for Lost in Translation, the beginning and ending, I guess, of a beautiful friendship. No such luck for Somewhere. Other than the tender dad and daughter takes, Somewhere is a string of establishing vignettes that only touch the tip of the iceberg of an untold story waiting below the surface, that then sail off for the next sequence to show again Johnny scuffling for something else to dilute his boredom. Somewhere is a study in how wealth and fame can be toxic, and might arrive from the blind side. The guess could be Sofia Coppola has been near this kind of living and thus, and through a young woman's filter, sensitively relates to it. This is not to say she lays this at the feet of her famous director dad, but instead understands, now as an adult, how such a lifestyle might affect one in any walk of successful life and celebrity. Her work suggests a director and a screenwriter who's quite serious about what she says with film. That could be attributed to her father's influence and the place he's made crafting memorable motion pictures, and maybe as well females who were significant in Miss Coppola's early life. It's hard to know, but interesting to contemplate. Why she makes such movies is much more interesting to ponder than this film, unfortunately. The only thing I can think of to ask if putting a question to her, much like Johnny Marco was shown answering in Somewhere while on a movie junket to Italy, is, Miss Coppola, was there something specific in mind as you wrote the dialogue for Lost in Translation when Bob, also a film icon, whispers words to Charlotte the audience can't hear? Or did you intend that people decide in their own minds what he tells her as the pair prepares to go separate ways on a busy Tokyo thoroughfare? Except for Benicio del Toro and a cameo moment with Dorff, and that I'm not sure where Somewhere actually is, other than to say that it's definitely not over the rainbow, no more should be revealed. More film reviews by the guy with his voice are revealed online at TulsaTVMemories.com or at the International Movie Database. That's at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.